Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Shantija. May I please have the name of the caller I'm speaking with?
Sarah Hall.
Thank you, ma'am. Is it Sarah Hall?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Hall, could you please confirm your shipping address for me?
Give you what address?
Your shipping address?
3000 West Pack Trail, Flagstaff, Arizona, 86001.
Thank you. And may, okay, so I pulled up your account, and I do see here that you have our OMAX, our LTP here. How are you enjoying our product?
Well, I actually, I tried to cancel this recurring shipment a while ago, and they kept sending it to me. And so finally, someone told me they canceled it. I have a cancellation number. But they're asking me to call to get an RMA number. Or a return authorization number. And I'd also prefer not to pay the shipping because I've already asked them not to send it multiple times. So yeah, I was calling for both of those reasons.
Okay. I'm taking a look at your account. Now, it shows here that your account was canceled March the 29th. Is that correct?
Yes.
With Ms. Sarah?
Yes.
The product was delivered March the 18th. Well, the product was billed and shipped March 18th. It looks like you canceled after the product was shipped out.
Right. No, I did send a couple emails prior to the March 18th back in, like, the end of January after that shipment. But they never canceled the order.
The only way to cancel is by phone call. I was going to say, did somebody respond saying that you were canceled?
Yeah, I realized that. I just, so I already have it canceled, but I just don't want to have to pay the shipping to send this one back, and I also need the return number.
I can ask my supervisor for you, but you might have to cancel because you didn't cancel out properly until March the 29th.
Uh-huh.
So I can definitely see if we can make that an option.
Okay.
But I can't make any promises, but there's no harm in checking for you.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I'll be right back. I'm still with you, ma'am. I'm just waiting on my supervisor's response.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
I'm just finishing up a call real quick.
Okay, so unfortunately, ma'am, the only valid way to cancel out your account with Omax Health is by call. So you did not validly close out your account until March the 29th. So you would have to pay for the product to be shipped back.
Okay, I mean, I can do that. It's just, it's not great customer service because, like I said, I asked back in January. So, yeah, that's kind of frustrating. But if she's not willing to budge on that, then at least if I can get the RMA number.
Okay. And which treatment will you be turning the one for March the 18th, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, your RMA number is generating. It is 27487.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you?
I think that's it. Thanks.
You have a great day. Thank you for calling Omex Health.
All right. Bye.